he asked here.
Yes, we realize that the purpose of creation is not to overcome the will to receive, but rather to achieve adhesion, equivalence of form, quality, or equivalence, complete connection with the upper force, and to be like him, truly. This is our work. The process that we're going through, and this is the state that we need to reach. And what can help us in that is only that each time our will to receive grows more and more, we discover that it is hindering us more and more. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, if we use it in the right way, then this actually is the very same matter upon which we can reveal our adhesion with the Creator. That is the revelation of the will to receive as it is. We feel in it rejection, change, the difference between us and the Creator, and this already awakens us. This nevertheless gives us some stature, gives us a certain state between us and Him, and then accordingly we can work on it in order to give that separation between us a different, opposite characterization or character connection. If we try to rise above the separation, to take it, to justify, to use it only as coarseness, because we don't need more than that, all of the rest we want to get from the Creator, that He will help us to the very same degree to be in connection and in adhesion, and this is how we advance. That is, once again, we discover in this this principle that Pharaoh has brought closer. The will to receive that appears in us in all kinds of different forms, up to the most horrendous and most terrible ones, it is awakening us by this to corrections, and there is no other way. And there was evening or night, and then morning, one day. We're studying this also now in our lives, that if we understand that the Creator is awakening us in all possible means, that we feel that are operating on us, hatred, rejection from everyone. On the one hand, as much as we don't want, as we want to publicize the wisdom of Kabbalah, we also feel repulsion and distancing from it. So, accordingly, we need to realize that all in all, this process is the right process. That Pharaoh needs to be revealed. Pharaoh has to be revealed in the opposite form of the Creator. And he needs to show us that he is standing between us and the Creator. And if I cancel him, if I rise above him, if I run away from him, there already we need to see by which form I can nevertheless cope with this force that is separating between us and between us and the Creator. And by that we advance. This is why when it's says Pharaoh has brought closer, this is truly a great principle, and we need to see it each and every day, in each and every action, from the smallest one to the most general one. This is what is working on us. This is what we're going through. And it is impossible to get closer to the Creator except by us feeling methodically that the hardening of the heart, the burdening of the heart is descending upon us, and we need to rise above it through the with the force of bestowal, the force of connection, the force of faith above reason, in all kinds of different forms, where specifically the revelation of Pharaoh is giving us life. Therefore, if we don't have the feeling of exile from spirituality, there is no feeling of redemption either. The difference between the words galut or gola, exile, and geula, redemption, is the letter aleph, which is the champion of the world, who is arranging all of it, all of this for us. So let's see how this creator, the same creator, the upper force, is sending Pharaoh to us. He's inviting us to get into Egypt. And later on, of course, he clothes in Pharaoh. And he teaches us how we should come closer and move away through our ego with the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal, and what should we do with them. All of this is actually the Creator in concealment by dressing in Pharaoh. He is teaching us. And this is how he is
Number 6.
Go ahead, please.
Specifically, when all the bad is revealed, there is a complete vessel in which a complete light can shine. And from the above, we see why the Creator hardened his heart, meaning that the heart, called desire, resisted the work of bestowal more forcefully each time. The reason is that we need hard work, for only through the suffering of hard work, these sufferings induce an outcry to the Creator with a complete desire that He will help him emerge from the rule of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. That is, specifically from the state of loneliness, when a person feels that he is worse off than all other people, it pushes him to cry out to the Creator with all his heart to help him.
This is what we need to feel, that we feel bad because we are far away from the Creator. We actually have everything besides one thing, that we have no connection with the Creator. And then the importance of the connection with the upper force, we have to constantly raise this importance in our tens. And then a person will ask, will cry out that this is what he wants. And the Creator will help him. The moment that we ask for a connection with him, that this is more important to us than all of the other states that we feel, then he comes. And he helps, but either he still adds to us in the burdening, the hardening of the heart, the feeling that we're even further away and farther away, until we will see that that's it. I cannot stand this distancing. I have to discover him. I have to come closer to him. And that way we can advance.
No.
Kiev.
Рав, вот он здесь пишет, что человек чувствует, что хуже всех людей, и что он может закричать от
страха. Рав, he writes here that a person feels himself as the worst of everyone, and He wants to cry to the Creator. Many times you simply feel frozen and foggy, but how to reach such an effective state where you can truly cry out? You feel yourself the worst off.
Start reading these excerpts that we're reading right now, and then you will go back to that thought that the Creator is doing this to you, and He's doing it deliberately, so that you will specifically yearn out of just a bad state to realize that this bad is caused by the fact that you have no connection with Him. And then what does it mean, connection with Him? That you must have the quality of bestowal and connection. And through this quality, when you connect with your friends, you can all in all attain the Creator. But again, what is the difficulty here? Well, there are a few things here. There is the matter that you feel bad. So here you need to bring into that same place where you feel bad the recognition for the reason for the bad. And that reason is supernatural. The reason for the bad is that you're not connected with the friends, and through them you're not connected to the Creator. All in all, we have two steps that in order to reach all the goodness, right? It's the love of people, and from the love of people to the love of the Creator. The love of the Creator. So then it turns out that the love of people is supernatural, unnatural, and the love of the Creator is also unnatural, if it is truly in order to bestow. So I have to climb up those 2 degrees through some external force. That is, by the fact that I'm asking of the Creator to do this work for me. I need to understand the importance of it, and then to ask that I will be in that state of love and connection with the friends, connection with the Creator. And all of this is not natural. So all of our work is in order for us to be connected together as much as possible, even artificially, as much as we can. It doesn't matter in which forms, so long as we are connected, because through our yearning towards connection, we awaken the reforming light, even though we're not in connection. But we imagine to ourselves, let's say, what does it mean to be in connection? So already light awakens and shines on us, that same light that needs to be revealed in us, in all of us together as one, and then it shines on us, that same reforming light, and it gives us the feeling that we belong to the Ten and belong to the Creator. And this is how we can move from our place. We can start advancing.
No.
Another question?
Yes.
Here it says that a person cries out.
Что это за совершенное или полное желание, из которого человек...
He's got a full, a complete desire. What is that complete desire from which he can cry out?
When he sees that he's feeling bad, and that bad, he cannot pacify it in any way. This bad comes not in order for him to erase this bad, but rather in order for him to use it in a purposeful way. And he even agrees with the bad feeling staying, so long as next to that bad, he will be able to build truly systems of connection between him and the friends and the Creator. And then the bad becomes the foundation from which the person begins and by which he advances, he grows, develops. And such an attitude is...
Здесь в отрывке
Another question?
Yes.
Here it says that a person cries out.
Что это за совершенное или полное желание, из которого человек?
He's got a full, a complete desire. What is that complete desire from which he can cry out?
When he sees that he's feeling bad, and that bad, he cannot pacify it in any way. This bad comes not in order for him to erase this bad, but rather in order for him to use it in a purposeful way. And he even agrees with the bad feeling staying, so long as next to that bad, he will be able to build truly systems of connection between him and the friends and the Creator. And then the bad becomes the foundation from which the person begins and by which he advances, he grows, develops. And such an
Да, Раф, еще хотелось бы отнестись к словам. Вот вы сейчас сказали, что должны почувствовать,
когда... I also wanted to relate to the same words. You said that we should feel as having everything except for the connection with the Creator, and that becomes the most important to me compared to all the other states. Can we interpret it in such a way that we are on the home stretch, and one of the signs is that only spirituality is important to us?
Each and every time we go up and down, materiality, corporeality is important to us, spirituality is important for us. We care only about money, honor, and knowledge, and then we care only about the attainment of the Creator and bestowal. We always have these fluctuations, and we need to understand that these two lines come in parallel, and we should try to switch, to shift from the left to the right and from the right.
Again, excerpt number 7. We should know that the exile he feels, that he is in exile, is measured not by the exile, but by the sensation of bad and suffering that he suffers because he is in exile. Then, when he's tormented because he's under the rule of oppressors, and he must do all that they demand of him, and he has no right to do what he wants, but he must serve and carry out all that the nations of the world and his body demand, and he is powerless to betray them. To the extent of the pain he feels and his desire to escape them, to that extent he can enjoy the redemption.
Baltia 1. Baltia.
Раф, вот в этом и предыдущем отрывке тут...
Both in these excerpts, this one and the previous one, Rabash writes that only with suffering and hard work you can reach a cry. But there's no mitzvah, no commandment to suffer. So why specifically through suffering and hard work can you reach the Creator?
You can bring your will to receive to spirituality that you very much want it and you feel joy in that, then you don't suffer. Go ahead. But we're talking about the fact that in between you enter a state where you very much want to advance, however you didn't yet get what's needed from those things that are good for advancement, so then you suffer. Compare it to when you want to get something in your will to receive directly, then you also suffer. So we're talking about the will to receive, about the longing, about deficiencies, inclinations, all of these things where I want something and I don't have it. So the gap between what I have right now versus the desirable, which I also feel, That gap in between this and that, that is the feeling of the exile, the feeling of distancing, and this awakens within me all kinds of negative states, negative feelings. Now, along with that, if I'm connected with the goal, then it might be that out of that I actually feel myself happy and good. But in between, I nevertheless am in all kinds of states of darkness, of helplessness, inability to bestow, inability to help the friends, even in such a way. So in that too, I actually reveal my lack.
Правильный путь, когда я в этом страдании вижу продвижение, это как бы меня.
So the correct path is when I'm inside these sufferings, and you see the, I see the progress, and that gives me joy.
You are already discovering in all of your states, along with the suffering that you feel, also pleasure. So that's good already. This is already the correct attitude to the states that you are going through. Yes, that in the darkness, also, out of the darkness, you are actually blessing the Creator. This is the state that we need to long to be in. Even if I will walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not feel bad because you are with me. I will not fear, evil, because you are with me. But this is already a connection when the Creator is in the dark, in the darkness. So in that form, we can already talk about using the darkness correctly, then darkness will shine as light, because the darkness becomes just half of the vessel. It's the coarseness that is becoming revealed. Later on, the second half that becomes revealed, this is already the refinement.
Morning, Rav. Recognition of evil, this is already salvation.
The recognition of evil is not redemption. The recognition of evil is just the recognition of evil. What do you do after you get to know the evil? To the extent that you know that you recognize the evil, that recognition, does it pull you forward? So that through the recognition of evil, you also attain the reasons and who is doing it and why and from what place is he awakening you. What is the purpose of the upper force who is awakening in you all kinds of these sensations that you call recognition of evil? If you correctly decipher the attitude of the upper one to you, out of that you realize what is it that you need to do. That your response to the recognition of evil should be that you see in that bad good. Because by this you're being taught. They want you to take a step forward, etc. This is why the recognition of evil brings the recognition of good.
Latin 7.
Si es necesario el dolor y el sufrimiento para llegar a un clamor correcto, entonces esto también se tiene que dar dentro de la decena.
Do we need pain and suffering to reach the cry if we need it? Does it have to happen also in the ten?
Yes. It needs to happen in the ten as well.
Gamkin. אבל זה לאט לאט. קודם כל זה קורה בצורה אישית.
Gradually. First of all, it happens personally, individually, in the person, then in the person towards the ten, and in the ten, somehow, such and such states that where we come, get closer and then we move farther away. But in the end, as it says, and the people, the children of Israel, sighed from the work, that all of us together begin to feel that we are in a certain state, which is a collective one. And then that correct sharing between them, the common outcry, is what opens up for them
the ability to enter the upper spiritual dimension.
Morning, Rav, friends. How to come from a cry to the Creator because we feel bad, which is egoistic desire to bestow to Him without any dependency on the feeling?
As I said it right now, that it has to be together with the friends. Nothing is going to help you unless you will be with them.
Again, number 8. When the people of Israel came to a state where they saw that they could not escape from the bad, meaning they saw that the power of the bad was on all sides, and they did not see any salvation by nature, this is considered that the vessel of the bad had been completed. Then comes a time when the Creator gives them the light, and this light reforms them. In other words, by this they emerge from the governance of evil, called vessels of self-reception, and are rewarded with vessels of bestowal. And this is the meaning of stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will do for you today. This means that once the vessel of the bad had been completed, there is room for disclosure of light on the part of the Upper One. And this is considered that the Creator is giving them the vessels of bestowal.
18.
It says, then comes a time. What work a person has to do for this time to come?
What he writes to you in the excerpt, what did he say in the excerpt? If you heard it, it should be clear to you. When the people of Israel came to a state where they saw that they could not escape from the bad, meaning they saw that the power of the bad was on all sides and they did not see any salvation by nature, this is considered that the vessel, the kli of the bad, has been completed. That is, that I have bad, I cannot come out of it, and I'm seemingly lost, I'm in it. At that time, the Creator gives them the light, and this light reforms them. In other words, by this they emerge from the governance of evil, called vessels of self-reception, and are rewarded with vessels of bestowal. This is the meaning of stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will do for you today. That is, if you will come together, if you will stand by together for to see the salvation, you will see that He is coming. That is that once the kli of the bad has been completed, they can see that there's nowhere to run to, back or forward or anywhere. Then there is a room for disclosure of light on the part of the Upper One. This is considered that the Creator is giving them the vessels of bestowal. So what are you asking?
How can a person express it in the work? This moment of, and then time comes.
Expresses? Well, what do you mean by he expresses it?
When a person decides that this is his state, where if the Creator doesn't save him, he's lost.
According to what he decides, this is what he does.
But my question is, how should a person express it correctly in the work so it would become a reality?
According to how much he's in it. I can't decide that I'm different than what I am. It's not a theater. According to how much one is in it, in the recognition of evil, and he wants to rise above the eagle, he understands, he recognizes, he feels, what does it mean to be inside the ear, the bed, and above the bed, accordingly he does it. He doesn't act, he doesn't play with himself. We're talking about the person himself, how he is in a certain state.
Again, number
9.
The author of the Haggadah tells us that we need to know that in the beginning our fathers were idol worshippers, meaning that they were in exile under the rule of idol worshippers. And only then the Creator brought our fathers closer. But if they did not feel that they were placed under the rule of idol worshippers, it could not be said that the Creator had brought them closer. It's only when a person is remote from the Creator can it be said that the Creator is bringing him closer, because the absence should always come before the presence. Therefore, the absence is the vessel, and the presence is the light that fills the absence and the darkness.
Yeah. Kazakhstan.
Yes, Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, Раф. Знаете, такой вопрос. Когда я раньше чувствовал зло, я пытался от него убежать.
Thank you, Raf. The question is, beforehand, I used to feel anger. I prayed not to feel it. I tried to run away from it. Lately, I feel that without feeling this bad, I won't raise inside of me the importance of bestowal. And the feeling is that I have to feel the good to the same extent that I feel the bad, otherwise I won't feel the good properly. And from here there's a question, is it correct to feel the evil? And on the other hand, it raises inside of me the importance of the good, and the two sides of the scale should be more or less balanced.
I'm asking you to translate faster, please, so that I can answer. It's quite fine. We need not to run away from the bad, or not to be drawn just to the good. We need both the good and the bad, to use both of them on the middle line, in the right way. I need this and I need that. And from the two of them, I compose myself. I'm the one who connects within me both the left and the right together. And that way, in such a way, I build myself and I advance. Because these two forces come from the Creator.
It
says the maker of light and the creator of darkness. So of course there is a difference between him, the Creator, sending us light, which is his force, and the darkness, which is Bri'ah, creation, Baal, outside of the Creator. But nevertheless, both of them come from him. This is why we need both of them. However, we need to have such relations between them that both the light and the darkness need to be in the right way, in the correct merger between them. And you cannot have one without the other, because then we would lose reality. Where we are and what is it that we're doing?
To be precise, one point I noticed that the evil is helping me to put out the pride I was feeling, and this balance is helping me out.
Yes, yes, of course. This is how we feel ourselves, and our emotions, our thoughts, in our awareness of who we are, self-awareness, and what is the Creator doing with us, it all changes. We just have to follow the rules that we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah. These are actually the laws of nature. And how do we find these laws within us? And how should we relate to them? How do we accept them? What kinds of adaptations do we go through towards these laws? How do we adopt them for our life? There is always bad and good, seemingly bad and good. Actually, we need to realize that there is no bad. But rather, that same bad that appears to us to be bad, it's also not bad. It's only in order for us as created beings to be able to discern what does it mean good. We cannot feel light unless there is darkness. This is why the Creator created darkness. And from where does the darkness come? From that very same light. This is why it says the maker of light and the creator of darkness. That the darkness is a lack of light. And this is how we need to discover it more and more, that there is nothing to the darkness or in the darkness except for a lack of light. Then we will perform all kinds of actions, all kinds of deeds, in order for us to discover the light. And then we will see. Spirit of difference.
You're right. We have to always think, how do we speak? How do we behave in the group? So that in each and every morning we're concerned with how are we raising the group higher and higher toward the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of bestowal, the greatness of connection. And only this is our goal. I care about strengthening the group, the connection between the friends, more than my own personal state, because my personal state is not spirituality. And the state of the ten is its spiritual state. Hence, it doesn't matter for me if I'm up or down on states of ascent or descent. If I'm using my state, whatever it may be, to bring the group a certain addition and connection, meaning in spiritual ascension, then I'm willing for it to seemingly bring me a descent. It doesn't happen, but even that, meaning I should always evaluate myself according to what can I bring to the group? What do I cause in the group? And as a result, I need to behave appropriately, accordingly. In my personal state, I don't take into consideration at all, but only my contribution to the group. This is my spiritual I. As much as I can put myself into the group and I can bring it to rise, to connect, to ascend higher, this is my spiritual.
Again, excerpt number 10. The extent that the children of Israel thought that Egypt were enslaving them and impeding them from serving the Creator, they truly were in the exile of Egypt. Hence, the Redeemer's only work was to reveal to them that there was no other force involved here, that I am not a messenger, for there is no other force but Him. This was indeed the light of redemption.
Tov. זאת אומרת, רק כוח עליון אחד יש לנו.
Okay, we only have one upper force. He forms light, he creates darkness. All the ascents and descents, all our states come to us from one source. We should not divide this place, meaning the upper force, the creator, into two, a good creator and a bad creator, as if they are two different sources. One of them I receive from the rule to bestow, and one I receive from the upper rule to receive, or other forms. No. Everything comes from, there is none else besides him. And that's how I need to relate to it in return, to that single source. If you have problems, only to him. Because there's simply nothing else that exists. And it's a serious principle, because according to our life, it's hard for us to connect the good and the bad to one source. But because we learn that we need to connect everything to the good, and the bad also only exists in order to bring us to the good, and everything exists so that we would learn as quickly as possible that the bad, the evil, is, as it's written, Pharaoh brought our children of Israel closer to the Creator. We don't have a more loyal force for attaining the goal than Pharaoh. He is doing the best work, the greatest work. So accordingly, we need to relate to our reality in this way. We are always dealing with the Creator. It's always, he always bestows what we feel is the result from his bestowal, his influence. There is none else besides him, and he's only the good who does good. And as much as we can feel it inside of us, in our existence, bad feelings, bad phenomena, nevertheless, we have to discover, as we correct our vessels, that everything is mercy. Mercy. Although they pass over us.
It's more and more clear that our work for ourselves and our work towards the world is to give an explanation of what's happening. But along with the explanation, we need the emotion, and that's the problem. We can explain, but we don't have the accompanying emotion, either for ourselves or to give the world.
Because we have a problem that we don't understand, that specifically those bad or evil forces that operate on us, we don't need to resist them. We do not need to resist them. We need to rise above them to the good force, to understand that they are pushing us to advance toward the Creator. And these bad or evil forces, let's say those forces that are now operating on Jews everywhere, anti-Semitism in general, around the world. They work in different forms, lower forms, through famine and suffering and disease and pandemics, whatever it is, all those forces in the end are gradually, from the forces who work on the lowest corporeal level to those that work in very high degrees, all those forces work on us, operate on all of us, all of humanity, in order to advance us toward the Creator. The more we feel, understand, and accept it as such, that there's nothing in the world, no feeling in anyone and everyone. Nothing is done except to advance us toward the end of correction. It's operating on everyone, on people, on animals, on plants, inanimate objects, on everything. If we understand this principle, that there's nothing else besides to bring us to the end of correction, and we invest as much of ourselves in it, personal participation in it, and we don't rise in order to destroy these evil forces, but only to correct them. This is the correct form, especially in this time, the time of the last generation. So we need to understand. And if you wish to receive reality properly, you should come to know that everything that rises against you in all its forms is only in order to make you a man, a human, so you would advance towards adhesion with the Creator. And if you accept it in this way, you should act in this way. And you have
no
need to bring this bad on top of all these evil forces that appear to you as evil, that come to you seemingly against you. Let's say it could be various natural forces, volcanoes, tsunamis, or forces that come to you from the vegetative degree, or animate degree, like diseases and viruses, pandemics, or from the speaking degree, which is people, other people who rise up and want to kill you and obliterate you from this world. All of this is the Creator's work. It's the Pharaoh, and through that, he's bringing us closer to the right work. And instead of what they're doing, we need to perform our actions correctly, to accept it in such a way that we need to, and by the way, it doesn't settle in our corporeal brains. But we have to bring about more connection between us. Connection that is aimed at the revelation of the Creator here in this world. If we try to respond to all of our problems on all levels of nature, see them all of them that come and apply this pressure on human species and on us, especially on Nebo, if we do it, if we see it this way, we'll succeed. And everything's coming from above. Only for one purpose.
Every friend has some kind of fear in our life about something. Where's the correct place to put the fear?
That even this fear comes from the Creator. The Creator awakens the darkness in a person. This feeling of darkness is fear. I don't know who am I dealing with. I don't know what will come to me. This is fear. Mostly fear of the unknown.
No. Can we use this force that's appearing in us? Can we use this fear? Where's the right place to put it?
Fear, yeah, it's written in the Zohar, in the introduction to the book of Zohar, the preface of the book of Zohar, it's written about the first, second, and third types of fear or trepidation. Trepidation from this life all the way up to spiritual fear, will I have or have not? Those are all klipot, or shell spiels, or degrees by which we advance to the true state. And the true fear we need to come to from all of our fears is towards Him, the fear of whether or not I'll be able to bestow contentment to the Creator. Out of all the different kinds of fear, the Zohar explains it in the first volume of the books.
Pharaoh and idol worshipping.
The force of Pharaoh is the force of the Creator. Appears negatively and is posterior. Burdens us. He places various obstacles on our path so we would learn how to follow the path of the Creator more correctly. It's like Rabash writes, one rich person wanted to teach his son a certain profession, skill. So he sends him to work in one of his factories, and he tells the people who work there, you're going to give him some trouble. But what for? So he would learn how to get along with people, how to work the machines, the papers. And he should learn. Meaning, we need to understand that all these obstacles along the way are in order to teach us this new skill, this profession, to be like the Creator. Then we will be called Adam, man, the one who resembles the Creator. So there's no need to be afraid of it, just to relate correctly to all these states. If you are in a group, and every time you wish to balance your inner state in the 10, in the group, then you will always solve these problems correctly. And if it's not in the group, it will cost you a great deal of time and energy until you somehow suffer from all the bad and don't know what to do with it. And that's why we need to, at least once or twice a day, we need to connect between us in the group, in order to see in this connection the point of balancing.
You said in the introduction to the lesson that on the one hand, as much as we want to publicize the wisdom of Kabbalah, we feel rejection and distance and cooling down from it. How can we relate to this hardening of the heart?
We need to raise the importance of the Creator, the importance of the purpose of creation, which is His purpose, the importance of the state of all created beings, more than how good or not good I feel. How do I do it? Again, by asking, praying, receiving strength from these texts, even these excerpts that we're learning. I read them. Let's say I also read them yesterday. And I felt really good about it. It caused me a sense of upliftment. These verses, I go over them, I add periods and commas, and I make all sorts of markings in them to make it easier for me to read it before you or to add something to it. It helps me greatly. I highly recommend it. We have a place in the archive, probably, right? Where all everything that we went through can be found.
Yes, in Kabbalah Media, it's all there, right? Attached to the lesson.
Yeah, so those excerpts that our friends prepare for us, I really love them. I'm very connected to these excerpts. I highly recommend it. It works on us much more than an article, because article is big, it's taking you, it's meandering through various states. Here, it's advance.
טוב חברים, אנחנו כנראה שסיימנו.
Okay friends, apparently we are done with this document called Pharaoh Brought Closer to the Creator. But don't forget about it. It's happening all the time with us. There's no other action from above but to bring us closer to the Creator, whatever it may be in this life. From birth to death, all the actions we go through have one exalted goal, and that is to bring us closer to the Creator. And although we are not responding like all people in this world, or we react a bit more, or we're in a group already, we're in this process where we demand the Creator to advance us. It doesn't matter the level we're on, we're in. But all in all, the end of correction is guaranteed, and we're coming to it. And therefore, there has to be a feeling of inner joy.
אנחנו לא מרגישים את זה עדיין.
We don't feel it yet. The fact that we're learning about this yet now is because we want to start feeling, where are the first three phases and phase four? Where's my place in the fourth phase where I feel that I'm giving and not receiving, that from this I'll get shame and it'll obligate me to bestow something too? We want to discover this in us, these discernments. And we need to speak about it and repeat it and read about it a few times until it'll settle in our mind and in our heart. It's not simple. It's not simple. I'm telling you, it's things that they're supposedly simple. The light and the vessel, the will to receive, the will to bestow, the Creator created the host, but we need a few times to try and read it in order for this to still cause, give us an inner. Starts becoming clear. What isn't clear today will be clarified tomorrow, because tomorrow we're actually going on the explanation of the expansion of the light of Ein Sof into four phases. So tomorrow we'll understand more what we read today. It'll be there. I understand that from this reading and from this scrutiny what we're doing, obviously you can't learn or understand where we are, but just know that in the wisdom of Kabbalah it's written from beginning to end that first you have to go through the material all the way to the end. As much as you understand or not, you have to know about it. You have to hear that there's something like this, and afterwards you can repeat it again and a bit more understand here and there, and then more, and only by this, by repeating it a few times. And it's written that whoever went through it 102 times or 101 times, or somebody that learned it 100 times, that even in that one there's a lot of differences, because every time we're establishing our inner vessels. And not that we can grasp what we're reading here in our mind. We don't have the feelings for it. We don't have the inner discernments for it. That's why every time we repeat it, by that we update ourselves to understand more. Meaning our desire gets a format from what we're reading about, and by this,